Imagine standing at the edge of a vast ocean, waves crashing against the shore with relentless force. In the face of life's tumultuous tides and towering challenges, humanity has long sought sources of strength and resilience. Among these, the concept of strength in Christ stands as a beacon of hope and empowerment for millions around the globe. It's not just a theological notion, but a lived experience, a transformative force that infuses believers with courage, perseverance, and unwavering faith. Delving into the depths of this concept unveils a profound understanding of spiritual empowerment, inner resilience, and the transformative power of a relationship with Jesus Christ. Today, we're looking at the strength of our Lord Jesus Christ has given to us and how to have for our daily victories for the rest of our lives. And I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. In the context of the phrase strength in Christ, strength refers to the spiritual empowerment and support that believers derive from their relationship with Jesus Christ. This strength encompasses various aspects. Number 1. Inner resilience. Strength in Christ involves inner resilience, which enables believers to withstand challenges, temptations, and hardships with courage and faith. It's a deep-rooted assurance that comes from knowing Christ's presence and promises. Number 2. Empowerment. Believers believe that through Christ, they are empowered to live according to God's will and to fulfill their purpose in life. This empowerment comes from the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, which guides, comforts, and strengthens them in their journey of faith. Number 3. Trust and dependence. Strength in Christ also entails trust and dependence on Him for guidance, provision, and protection. It's an acknowledgement of human limitations and a surrender to God's sovereignty, knowing that His strength is made perfect in weakness. Number 4. Victory over sin. Christ's strength enables believers to overcome sin and temptation, empowering them to live lives that are pleasing to God. Through Christ's sacrifice on the cross, believers are reconciled with God and given the power to live transformed lives. Number 5. Perseverance and endurance. Strength in Christ equips believers to persevere and endure through trials and tribulations, knowing that their faith will be refined and strengthened in the process. It's a steadfastness that comes from trusting in God's faithfulness and promises. Overall, strength in Christ is not merely a physical or worldly form of strength, but a spiritual empowerment that transcends human understanding. It is rooted in a deep relationship with Jesus Christ and manifests itself in the lives of believers through faith, resilience, empowerment, trust, and perseverance. This verse from Philippians 4 verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," holds a special place in my heart. It's not just a string of words, it's a beacon of inspiration that guides me through life's twists and turns. Let me break it down into simpler terms. Imagine having a friend, someone you trust completely, who is always there to lend a helping hand when you need it. Well, in my life, that friend is Christ. This verse tells me that with His support, I can handle anything that comes my way. It's like having a superpower, not because I'm super strong on my own, but because I have an ally who gives me strength. Life can be a bit like a roller coaster, full of ups and downs. Sometimes, challenges seem so big that they might knock us down. But this verse reminds me that, no matter how tough things get, I have Christ by my side, helping me stand tall and face those challenges head on. Think of it like a team sport. When you're part of a team, you know you're not alone on the field. Your teammates have your back, and together, you can conquer the game. In life, with Christ as my teammate, I feel a sense of assurance that I can tackle any goal or challenge. It's not about being overconfident or thinking I'm invincible. Instead, it's about recognizing that there's a source of strength beyond my own, a source that I can tap into when I need that extra push. It's like having a reserve of energy, faith, and courage that I can draw from when my own supply runs low. This verse becomes my daily mantra, especially when things get tough. It's not just about saying the words, but truly internalizing their meaning. It's a reminder that I don't have to rely solely on my own abilities, which can be limited. Instead, I can lean on a power that transcends my understanding and capabilities. When facing challenges, it's easy to feel overwhelmed or unsure of our abilities. But this verse encourages me to shift my focus from my limitations to the limitless strength that comes from my faith in Christ. It's a perspective shift that transforms obstacles into opportunities for personal growth. In practical terms, it means approaching tasks with a mindset of resilience and determination. Whether it's a difficult project at work, a personal goal, or even navigating complex relationships, this verse serves as a compass, guiding me through the journey with a sense of purpose and assurance. Moreover, it teaches me the value of persistence. Life is a journey filled with hurdles, and success often requires pushing through difficulties. Knowing that I can draw strength from a higher power encourages me to persevere when the going gets tough. In essence, Philippians 4 verse 13 is not just a Bible verse. It's a lifeline. It's a constant reminder that I'm part of something greater than myself, and that knowledge empowers me to live a life filled with purpose, courage, and unwavering faith.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.